Jeffel Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with an addendum to week three of 2013. Actually, just an addendum, I guess, because I want to talk a little bit about the Mars-Venus underworld. Venus and Mars are traveling with the Sun the entire month of March and in pretty much the entire month of April, started in February. And this is the place where they're undergoing a massive transformational process, dying to who they've known themselves to be reborn to another aspect of self. And the Mars underworld lasts about 4 months. The Venus underworld lasts about 3 months. And so, and what's happening is that when planets are traveling with the Sun, we cannot see them. So the ancients saw this as an underworld time, a time when the planet was not visible in either the morning or evening sky. So they considered it to be an initiation off the world stage, going through some type of shamanic death and rebirth, some kind of shamanic process of transformation with the Sun. The Sun, the light and life, the source of light and life for our planet, sourcing a new identity in the light. And it's like being blinded by the light, because if you can't look directly into the Sun. So when a planet is traveling with the Sun, it is not visible. You can't see it. But it is being infused with light energy. And it's a different way of maybe perceiving this particular time. And yet, what's also happening is the shadow issues, any shadow issues connected to the masculine principle, connected to the feminine principle, to the divine masculine, divine feminine, are being brought to light. They are being exposed by the light. They are being, catalyzed, I guess is another way to say that, by the light, so they can be transformed. And so that darkness can help inform us. It's darkness is not good or bad. Light is not good or bad. They each have a role to play, because it's within the darkness that we nurture the seeds so they can grow and flourish and be brought into the light. So when the planets are traveling with the Sun, they're in a process of being able to let go of, if we think of a seed that's in the darkness of the soil, in the womb of the soil, what has to happen is that the shell must crack open, and so that the inner potential can come forth. So there's this cracking open and letting go of the old shell, the old protective shell, and allowing the inner gifts and potential to come forth. So that is the underworld process, but it's not necessarily comfortable to be cracked open. It often feels challenging, and sometimes we like our shell, our old shell, and the way that feels. So if you are in, we could say, and if you're in a Mars return, turning age 15, 30, 32, 47, 62, 64, 79, anytime between March of 2012 and April of 2014, you are in a Mars return. If you are turning a multiple of 8, 20, 16, 24, 32, 40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 80, 88, anytime between June of 2012, June 12th of 2012, and January of 2014, you are in a Venus return. I think it's January 17th of 2014. You're in a Mars Venus return. And every 8 years, Venus returns to the same place in the sky it was near your birthday. So you would be on the leading edge of this underworld time. If you are 32 or 40 or 64 in this time period, in these time periods I just mentioned, you're in a Venus and Mars return together. Really powerful activation, personal initiation that is worth knowing about, is worth working with. Can be extremely transformative to work with this time, especially as Venus and Mars are transiting through the underworld. They're having a sacred union, a connection that's not happening in the morning sky or evening sky in either of their cycles right now. They're having this sacred union with the Sun, with the Source, a new way for the sacred masculine to come together with the sacred feminine. And that is happening now. And they will make their exact conjunction on April 6th. So this is really significant. Now, Daniel and I did a 90-minute class on this in February. You can still get a recording of that class. I think it's $30 for that. To get more details, more time to understand this, and if you are in one of these cycles, I highly recommend it. Even if you're not, you can still work with these, especially if you have Venus or Mars in, if you have Venus in Gemini or Mars in Virgo, or Venus and Mars in either Pisces or Aries right now, because this is activating you in a personal way. Definitely worth knowing about this particular cycle. This isn't something that is taught in mainstream astrology. This is something the ancient people worked with, and part of the mission of shamanic astrology is to bring this back into our awareness so that we can work with these powerful initiatory times to gain maximum benefit at this time, as we are really literally rewiring the expression of the sacred feminine and the expression of the sacred masculine to come together in sacred union in a whole new way. Really powerful. We could say that is the mission and purpose of Venus and Mars at this time, if we look at them in Aries, is to really commit to that sacred union in a brand new way, in a way that honors both as equally valid, equally important. Neither is better, neither is more important or less important. Both are equally valued and valid, even though they may be different in what they bring. And in fact, they are different in what they bring. But how do we value that and really appreciate that? And welcome this new way of experiencing the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. And I feel like that's a big part of this journey right now of Venus and Mars as they travel together with the sun in the underworld for all of March and into April.